that are being resumed. This hatched area is, which is the green area, is currently zoned AR. There's a small portion in this area that's currently zoned CR1. And this red area here, which consists of basically two parcels, is C1 as they exist today.
Now, what is proposed to be rezoned AR1?
The C1 a portion of the C1 is going to be rezoned to AR1, which is this area here, which is in the green. There is an exhibit in tab J, which is the rezoning plan, which really helps you define, which I'm going over now, just if you want to look at it, but it with different types of shading, it shows exactly what's being proposed from the AR to the CR1, or from the CR1 to C1 to AR, and then from the AR to the HR, which is the request tonight.
Am I correct, Zach, that the area that's zoned CR1 would be rezoned HR1?
That is correct.
So, in simplest terms, the area to the west that you've circled, and I'm colorblind, is that green or blue?
Green.
Green. Is to be rezoned AR1, and the balance of the property to the east is to be zoned HR1. Is that right?
Yes.
While you've got that map on the board, can you talk about the immediate neighborhood? What sort of development surrounds this property?
Well, there's, of course, commercial out front, which you have the Rite Aid and the Wawa. Rite Aid is located in this vicinity. The Wawa is in this vicinity. You have an existing Timber Acre Mobile Home Park in this vicinity. You have conditional use. There's an existing gas station here. You have existing commercial on the north side of Route 5. You have commercial on the east side of Route 5. There's a conditional use boat storage area. In this area, you got GR pretty much on the outer perimeter of this area. An actual that, Janelle.
Well, let's try to avoid technological challenges. Can you put the zoning map on the board?
And the county zoning map, overall zoning map, you can see where there is commercial on both sides and the GR and how it extends out. And in the future land use map, actually is stating that it's mixed residential in this area as well.
Can you put on
mixed residential
the commission's map of changes of zone in the immediate area so that we can talk about how this area has evolved?
Two recent rezonings are, I guess, CZ-11708, which is located in this area here, and of course, 1491, which is the back portion of of part of our application tonight, which was zoned to C1.
And the CR1.
And the CR1, which was 1728, which actually extends over to Route 5.
So if I'm correct, this is the fourth and fifth zoning application on this assemblage of property.
That is correct.
Let's talk about the site in its present condition. How would you describe it?
It's fairly wooded. There's woods in the back southern portion of the property. Behind the Rite Aid, there's an open area. There is some wetlands and some woods along the branch. But it's probably 7% is wooded.
Mm-hmm. Will any wetlands be impacted by this project?
No, there will not.
Right. These are non-title Section 404 wetlands?
That is correct.
Are there any archaeological or otherwise historical sites on the property?
No, and actually that was covered in the plus comments as well.
Are there any stormwater management issues that can't be resolved on site under the new regulations?
No.
Could you put on the screen the former plan for this site? Can you explain to the commission what that lays out?
Yes, this site was for 124 townhouses, condominium known. But as you can see, the 27 acres that is part of our application, the same 27 acres that was part of this application. And as you can tell, pretty much the entire site was utilized by this particular site location or layout, and with just one clubhouse and two stormwater management facilities.
Am I correct that a portion of the proposed inline retail is part of this property?
Yes, this portion over here.
And that is to be eliminated, right?
It's not part of this application or part of the other two applications.
All right. Talk about your trip to Plus.
As mentioned, we went through the PLUS process. We went through the DLDOT comments as well as some of the county comments, and of course the standard Deneric and other state agency comments. At that particular time, DLDOT mentioned of a potential TIS requirement. After we submitted the SLER requirement per the county, we did get a report back stating that based on a 204 age-restricted units compared to the 224 townhouses, there was a reduction in traffic. So the TIS that was done part of the original application would not have to be redone because the current the developer at that time actually installed the entrances per the TIS, which included the traffic numbers for the 124, and they were built to those requirements. And as part of the area-wide study fee or the contribution, they had to contribute or dedicate 25 feet of additional land for the improvements out on 24, which has already occurred.
If I understood you correctly, the Route 5 improvements for the property are in place and completed?
Yes, both the 24 and the Route 5 improvements are completed.
We've heard Lawrence's report about sewer capacity and the availability of sewer. What is the source of potable water for the site?
Tide Water Utilities will be providing both fire protection and potable water.
Can you do a brief density calculation to demonstrate to the commission how this is compliant with the requirements of the HR1 ordinance?
Yes, based on the 27.09 acres, which is the total area, the number of units of 204 or apartment units, we're looking at 7.53 units per acre. Now, of course, that includes the AR and the HR. But if you just take the HR, the density is, which is 17.2 acres, the density is 11.86 acres, which is per zoning requirements.
Mr. Crouch, can we, Mr. Johnson has a question before we get away from this slide, so you would.
On the original application that was approved previously, you had the commercial buildings there on the back end of that property?
Yes.
Behind Wawa. Are you proposing to take that parcel out? Is that part of what's being rezoned, or is that still?
No, that has, yeah. Our zoning line comes up to here, and it's not part of our application.
Okay, so you're not giving up those commercial, that part?
No, and that is not included in our calculation either. Thank you.
Did you prepare an environmental assessment report as required by the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone?
Yes, we did, which is included in the booklet.
And although it's not entirely apposite, did you prepare a response to ordinance 99-9C?
Yes, I did.
As a checklist on the project?
Yes.
All right, I have nothing further, Zach, unless you guys have questions. I'd like to bring up Jack Sparato to talk about.
Well, can I?
Yes.
Go over to site plan?
Yeah.
So this
oh,
is
I'm
what,
sorry.
Yeah, this is what, of course, just to show the comparison of what was previously submitted. And even though this is a rezoning application, which we totally understand, this is what the combination to kind of make it, you know, there seems to be some questions in reference to what's being rezoned and what's not being rezoned. And just to quickly go over this, as you can see the difference of the two applications, I mean, here, all this area was being utilized for the 124 townhouses. What our proposal is going to be, in which there again, this is not site plan, but to kind of get a idea of the big picture, this area here, here's the rezoning line. So everything on the southern portion or the left side of this site plan is all going to be rezoned, which is CR or C1, all going to be rezoned to AR1. It's going to be preserved. It's going to be, you know, the trees are going to remain, and just like I stated, 75% of the parcel.
Just for the benefit of the public, let me just point out to you that the reason why that keeps getting mentioned is because that amounts to a downzoning. A C1 is a much broader classification and allows for a lot more uses than what the AR1 does. So it's actually going to go from more intense to less intense possibilities. So just so you understand why that's being pointed out.
So the zoning line would be located here, which all this would be AR, and then on this side would be HR, except for this portion here, which is CR1, which is going to remain CR1, and the reason behind that is just because there's site access signs for Wawa that need to be on that particular zone. I mean, that's the only reason, and we're not doing nothing in this area anyways. This road is completely in. That ties into Route 24. The site will consist of, you know, four apartment buildings. The amenity package is pretty extreme from the perspective of a clubhouse, a domed pool, Four Seasons pool, which is opened in the summertime, closed in the wintertime. Raised beds, garden beds, dog park, bocce, pickleball, tot lot. So the idea here is, of course, to provide as many amenities as possible, and also with a walking path that, of course, goes within the AR area that's going to be preserved, which is going to tie in through the sidewalks throughout the whole community. This existing stormwater management facility actually serves the commercial portion out on Route 24, which we will be utilizing, as well as constructing our own stormwater management facility. And just the other two important things I really want to point out is one is, of course, the wetlands and 20-foot buffer, but also the zoning, because I think, unfortunately, when the original application went through, all the lot lines stayed as is, which they probably should have been either consolidated or renewed or however you want to call it. So we are going to, we would be fixing that as well, because there's a small portion, this parcel here is in C1. Again, this parcel here is zone C1. This parcel here is the AR parcel, and the CR1 parcel is here. This CR parcel up by Route 5, just like I explained, will remain CR1 just because of the purposes of the signage. But this CR1 here would be rezoned to HR1. So I just wanted to make sure, because I mean, there's property lines everywhere that will be fixed during the process, but just so that.
Mr. Chairman, I know this is out of order, but can I have a, ask a question while I have
sure.
the screen up?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
The existing stormwater management pond that's next to the CR1 zoning. Yep. Nope.
They're right here.
Yeah. Is that currently zoned CR1? I mean, is that part and parcel of the other project?
It's actually outside of the zoning. It's in this, actually it's in the, here's the current zoning line, right here. So some of it's in C1, because everything on this side is C1, and some of it's in AR1. So here's this is the current zoning line. So it's actually in the split zone, the stormwater management facility. So we would be cleaning that up, because it would all be in the HR1.
So is that going to be used just for your project, or is that also going to be used for the commercial project?
No, it's going to be a combination, because it actually serves a commercial parcel right now.
That's what I was wondering.
We would make sure
how that stormwater management pond that's servicing the commercial property is not part of that property zone.
The discharge for this pond right now goes here, back, in a weird way. So what we would be doing would be rerouting it to our pond and then out for discharge.
Okay. That's about as clear as ditch water, but I'm good.
Unless you have other questions of Zach, if you'd take a seat, you may get called back. Thanks for presenting the site plan.
Jackson, if you could come forward, please.
Jax, if you will, could you introduce yourself to the commission?
Hi, I'm Jax Corrado. I'm the property manager and leasing agent for Ocean Atlantic.
Jax, if you could tell the commission a little about apartment projects, and in particular the one that you manage, Beach Plum Dunes.
Yep, I manage Beach Plum Dunes, which is located in Lewis, Delaware. It's off of King's Highway behind the new Crooked Hammock Brew Pub. We have 144 apartments there. There's 8 buildings and a clubhouse. They're 3 stories high, and they all have elevators.
Can you talk about the project? When did it begin?
They broke ground in November 2013, and our first building was delivered in August 2014.
And where does the project stand today?
It is 93% leased up.
Is the project completely built?
Yes.
What amenities serve that project?
We have a 2,500 square foot clubhouse that has a bar, has a swimming pool, has a gas fire, It has bathrooms, outside showers, and a fitness centre. Our swimming pool is actually a chlorine pool right now, but we're going to convert it to a saltwater swimming pool.
What's, in your opinion, sets Beach Plum Dunes apart from other apartment projects?
Well, it's professionally managed, which means basically I'm on site 5 days a week, and we all to look after my residents for any issues or any maintenance they may have. We also have a maintenance gentleman on site as well, 5 days a week, and he's on call 24/7 to help look after any issues that may arise.
Can you talk about your tenant's profile? Just give the commission a couple of examples, if you will.
Well, we definitely have a more mature demographic. We do have, I've noticed a lot of people that are relocating from other states and retiring or semi-retiring to the area. We do obviously have some young professionals.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the amenities that are proposed for the Caroline project briefly?
Yeah, well, the amenities they've got here are actually pretty spectacular. I mean, I don't think I've actually seen another apartment complex that offers as much as this. The clubhouse is going to be 3,600 square feet with a fitness centre. The swimming pool is going to be a four-season swimming pool, basically meaning it's going to be available all year to the residents. They're going to be pickleball courts, shuffleball courts, bocce ball, a tot lot, a dog park, community garden, and the walking trail that will go around the wooded area.
Gentlemen, if you have questions of Jack's, please feel free. Thank you. Gentlemen, that's the project. It's an assemblage of properties that has been the subject of a number of rezonings since 2002. I think what the applicant has created is a better design. It's better land use with significantly less impact than the prior plan. It is sensitive to the woodlands, and the bulk of it will be preserved, and all that will be presented in the woodlands is a walking trail. It's unusual to see someone choose to apply to rezone property from C1 to AR1. It's happened rarely, but it's unusual. But the idea is to put together one property instead of an assemblage of properties and develop it as one unified project. I believe this is consistent with our comprehensive plan, our future land use plan. The character and trend of development in the Long Neck area. It is in level 2 on the state strategies map, and the project carries the ringing endorsement of the State Housing Authority if you examine the PLUS report. We'd be glad to field any questions you have.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate your presentation, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. Before we get started, I want to, just for the benefit of the public, want to point out that these two applications are for a change of zone. This is basically a land use decision. The decision we're making this evening is really is whether or not is this appropriate land use. Is this an appropriate use for the property? The applicant has brought in some rather specific exhibits, the site plan and this the apartment plan and so on, but those are not really being considered for approval, disapproval, or anything this evening. What the question that we're answering this evening is whether or not this is appropriate land use. And while these items add some context to the presentation and so on, they really do not figure in the land use decision per se. What we're really trying to determine this evening is the zoning that is being requested appropriate for this site? And with that in mind, we'll proceed with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Byer, could you share with the commission and the public what could be built on a HR1 rezone property?
A variety of different multifamily housing types with a maximum density of 12 units per acre.
And would one of those be a hotel?
Could be.
Okay. Because I know on a recent project that was requesting an HR1 rezoning, one of the concerns of the commission was what could be built on that property and whether or not that was an appropriate zoning. Are there any other similar HR1 zone properties in the area?
Nothing in the immediate area, but as you know, Mr. Johnson, what is zone C1, not CR1, lends itself to the same residential density as a matter of right.
Of 10, was it 10, 10
12,
per?
12.
Okay. And is there a reason why the whole property isn't being rezoned as one zoning, and then whether you throw in a conditional use or whatever to bring up the capacity? Obviously right now, we've been struggling with all these different parcels and different pieces are zoning this and that. And what we're being presented with is another one that's a combination of different zonings.
Well, I can't speak for how the application was originally assembled, but what this does is clear up the future of one 27-acre parcel. It may have two zoning classifications, but that, in my view, is better than the three it had before. As Mr. Wheatley noted, what ultimately will be before the commission will be a site plan that sets forth what's on the board here. But what this does is provide some clarity for the future of this site.
So presently, how many total units could be placed on the property as it's currently zoned with the C1 and the AR1 and the...
Zach, if you could do the math, please.
The county engineer did that math?
Yeah, the county engineer did that math. The 8.66 acres would have added an additional 103 plus units. And the current application for change of zone 1771 would have been 110, and the total would have been 214. The original zoning as it existed would have been 110. This application would be for
204, to be precise.
Basically. There's only. There'll be up to 12 units per acre. Because the AR portion of the property, they made reference to a number. I thought I read that earlier.
That's the reason why the county engineer had to break it out, and since it was two separate applications, and as part of the record, there's a report from the county which basically shows the AR portion of it and the C1 portion of it, which is, there again, the difference of the two densities. And I've made specifically sure, because I didn't want the commission to think that there was not enough sewer capacity. Since these are two separate applications, if these two separate applications, because one's an HR zoning, one's an AR zoning, it's a down zoning, if they're combined, there's a adequate capacity of 214. But if you look at it as two separate applications, then one says 103, one says 110. But as we're combining them tonight, as at the original, at the beginning of this hearing, which we all agreed on, there is adequate capacity for 214 EDUs.
So you're not, in your, all these rezonings that you're proposing or requesting, you're not resorting an increased density?
No. Because there's commercial portion out front, and which, we're in this area here, this parcel goes all the way out to Route 24. Hold on, let me get a better look. This back portion of it goes all the way out to Route 24, and then you have all this portion over here that's all C1 zoning as well. Okay, so we're cutting it off here, not to, you know, have this portion of it in our density, because we don't, you know, that's not part of the application, but this is all the C1 that's could be subject to 12 units per acre. Because you can do, in C1 zoning, you can do commercial and residential. Okay.
And in order to achieve your goal of having that many apartment units in the configuration that you're proposing, this was the best way to do it with the current zoning ordinances?
Well, there's a number of different reasons. One is we wanted to keep that back portion instead of clearing the whole thing. Okay, so that's how come we shifted everything up. Well, if we shift everything up, that's AR. Shift everything over to Route 24, okay? So we could have went in here and clear cut this whole thing by right at 12 units per acre.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from a utility and the planning perspective, we have this access point that's already in. We have the access point on 24, which is already in. We have sewer, which is right here. Here's a better picture. You have this access, it's already in built. This access already in built per the TIS. No improvements are going to have to be made for those two entrances. We have sewer that stops right in this location. So instead of running sewer from all the way back here to up here, it just made more sense to keep everything towards Route 5 because, you know, majority of this is wooded, and to try to utilize it and to try to provide an explanation of this, of not taking advantage of the zoning, we decided to downzone this to the AR1 instead of keeping it C1 or keeping it or rezoning the whole thing to HR1.
So with the area where the apartments are right now, that's what's being proposed as HR1.
Yes, this is the delineation line right here.
Okay, and how many acres is HR1 proposing?
17.09. Yes. 17.19, 17.2.
So if you pulled out the AR1, proposed AR1 zone property,
yes.
And that's if that became a separate parcel, is there enough
density
with HR1 for those apartments?
Yes. With 17.2, our density is 11.86. Yeah,
see, they're not
separating,
breaking the density that they could. I mean, it actually seems like pretty good land use to me, because they're the C1, and this is one of the reasons why we don't make any more C1. You know, it has C1 had that characteristic about it where you could build 12 residential units to the acre in a C1 parcel by right. So I think it was probably before your time on the commission, but 20 years ago we had a whole wave of C1 applications, site plans come rolling through that were being developed, which should have been HR, but it was allowed in C1, so there wasn't really anything that could be done about it.
Could you set that behind?
Right, so the C1 could be developed at the same rate at the 12, so at least they're, you know, in my mind, they're coming in doing the right thing and calling it what it is, which is HR, and then taking that AR area. Now my question is, I know we're getting out of order here, but while we're at it, is this in the scheme of things, this is going to be a zoning line, but is it going to still be a parcel line, or is this is all going to be one parcel? So that AR land is essentially going to become the open space for these apartments.
Most
right?
definitely, yes.
Which means that that land will never be built on.
Yes.
That to me is the payoff to this in this plan.
So following your line, is that saying that down the road some other owner comes along and buys that AR1 and says, now I want to develop it?
Well, you're going to have to subdivide it first.
Right.
And
actually,
that would be a tough road to hoe at that point.
I would not
Mr.
want to.
Mr. Johnson, I mean, it's also covered in the engineering report, too. And that's how come they did
it
as two separate, because that's going to be a requirement that cannot be a property line. It has to be combined to get the EDUs.
Yes. To go where they want to go, it has to be combined. So you won't be able to break it apart later on after all this happens.
That's one of my concerns.
That's to me is the attraction to this scheme.
It's not a scheme. It's proposed.
It's proposed.
Plan. Plan.
We're trying to get away from that word.
Yeah. It's a word that's acquired a bad connotation.
Yeah, yes, it has.
It's actually a very descriptive term. You know, as in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got you all.
That's okay.
No, go ahead, take your time.
That gave me a chance to look at some of my sticky notes.
You got your sticky notes. Go ahead,
yep.
Take your time.
Mr. Johnson has stock in Post-it notes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Them.
Yeah. And Andrew's a full disclosure, yeah.
Although I sold my stock before the market dropped. excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I think I have a good for right now. And,
well, we can come back to you.
I appreciate that.
We'll come back to you.
Okay,
Mr. Burton.
I appreciate the clarity on the puzzle piece that we're working with. With TIS addresses the wellhead protection area. And I think the comment was that you'd do whatever necessary to protect that wellhead.
Yes. I mean, there's actually, the Sussex County has an ordinance for wellhead protection areas. So there are certain requirements that we have to meet through stormwater management as far as the impervious area to show that we don't go over a certain percentage of impervious area. But it's pretty – the same thing Rite Aid did, because actually the wellhead protection area comes in this area here. There this lovely. The wellhead protection area comes, I think, like in here somewhere. I mean, we have to do the same thing as Rite Aid did and the same thing Wawa did. And we're not going to, it's not the whole property where their whole project was in the wellhead protection area.
Okay, I was kind of hoping it would fall in that green space over there.
No,
no such luck.
How long ago was the TIS done?
I believe it was 2013, but I'm not certain.
So it was a recent TIS. And while you're looking for that, when it was done with the old development and the new commercial development that's there now.
That is correct. It included all the townhouses, and that's the conflict in information from Plus to when we submitted to SLER, because when we go to Plus, I mean, they don't, you know, it's just general comments that it's warranted. Well, when we submitted our SLER per the county, we referenced the TIS that was originally done, and to show them that, you know, the 204 age-restricted units is less traffic than the 124 townhouses. And, you know, DLDOT, you know, confirmed that based on that TIS, and it's in the report that basically concurred that a TIS was not required because one was already done, and plus the trips that were in that for the 124 townhouses were more than what will occur for the 100 or 204 residential or age-restricted units.
Is
Mr. Burton, to add to that, according to Delvi comments, the applicant, or original applicant, submitted a PIS in January 2006, and that was reviewed again in 2013 by Delvi consultants, and the comments were sent to the last application back in August of 2013.
But when they did that, was the Rite Aid and the Wawa and all that stuff being constructed? Is that why it was done?
It may have
about
been.
At the same time?
That would have been a different application, but it, in 2013, the Rite Aid would have been under construction, but the Wawa wasn't. It's just been built in the last year. Which is close. It would have been in the process. It would have been close to the same study probably used for that purpose.
And it likely would have coincided with the prior rezonings that they had talked about. In that sense.
What is the size of the remaining CR1 zoning that you're going to use for the sign?
That's around 1.24 acres.
And it's just the reason you're keeping that is for the sign?
No, that was actually part of Wawa wanted a sign. I wasn't part of that application. From my understanding, Wawa wanted a sign out on Route 5, and the only way to get a sign out on Route 5 is to rezone it, and that's how come it looks a weird shape. It goes all the way out to Route 5, which basically is only this area here.
The rezoning, for that rezoning, followed the proposed road, and it picked up the on-premise sign for the Wawa.
And we can't, I mean, if I actually tried to change it, and then when Lawrence filled me in on the reason why, and we couldn't, because that sign's, the sign's actually there now.
Okay. The question with the commercial was answered. No further questions at this time.
All right, Chairman. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, for pointing out this is a land use. Not so much site plan, because some of my questions were about the site plan. But I just have a question that I'm sure Mr. Byard can explain to me. In your tab H, we have a legal description of the property, which I understand. What I need an explanation is tab G is a confirmatory deed, and I just want to make sure that it's on the record that there is, the authority to make this application. Explain to me where it says that there on the second part that the upon the death of Dorothy Truitt, that this parcel shall not be sold by either of the sons during their lifetime, and just how that.
That's actually the wrong deed.
How that. That's confirmatory deeds bring us to where we are.
Mr. Smith, that's the wrong deed.
That's the wrong deed?
Yeah, that's the wrong deed.
Okay.
Just looking at the deed, Mr. Smith, how it got in there and I didn't pick it up, I don't know, but the tax map and district 334, as you know, is not the Long Neck area. That is the Rehoboth Beach area. 334-19, I suspect, is somewhere on Country Club Road leading back to Rehoboth Beach Country Club.
Yeah. I thought it looked familiar.
Mr. Byard, what you're telling us is that there was some error was made when this book was assembled.
I'm blushing, but I suspect you may have heard an application about that property recently.
Presented
by the Truitt family.
The legal description is correct.
Legal description is correct.
Yeah, the legal description is Indian River 100, not in Rehoboth.
Perhaps we read these books
more carefully
test. Please beware, gentlemen, that someone is actually reading the stuff you give us.
Which is why we get confused.
Yeah. Be careful what you put in there. Anything else, Mr. Smith?
No.
Okay. Mr. Brandaway, anything? Ms. Cornwell?
No.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counsel?
None, thanks.
All right, then, gentlemen.
Thank
you for your presentation. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1790 or change of zone number 1791 Carillon Square Apartments LLC? Yes, sir, in favor. Come on up.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Come on up and give us your name and address. You may have the floor.
Sure, thank you, sir.
My name is Vascaretti. I live at Beach Plum Dunes. Okay. And the reason I spoke to Jack Corrado, who's our manager there, when I was speaking to her, I said to her, would you prefer that I come over and speak instead of writing a note and share with these folks our experience mm-hmm. with Beach Plum Dunes? So I was building a house. In fact, I escaped Jersey, and I was building a house in Rehoboth Bay. Mm-hmm. And in Rehoboth Bay, my wife and I didn't know about these apartments. They were just building them. So she has her sister lives in Fenwick, her brother lives in Bethany, and she has family in Wilmington. So they said, why don't you look at the high-end rentals that's being built there in Lewis? So we went there, we took a look at it. I said, what does high-end rentals mean? And they were right. So I've been living there over a year. We have the pool. We have everything that you can think of in amenities. You have the workout. And there's about, I would say, about one-third is senior citizens. And there's some young folks there on this particular development. And I can only say that, you know, I wasn't familiar with Sussex County, as you can tell by the accent, right? But the thing is that we found it to be really pleasant, and I must say that the quality of life is high. You can visit down there. We got the Crooked Hammock restaurant down there. You can come by there. But I tell you, the reason I wanted to speak is because I live there. I've been there over a year. If they're building something else similar to that, I think it speaks for itself. So that's why I came to share that with you. So,
okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1790 and 1791? Okay, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Johnson, anything else before we close the public hearing?
Well, I think I'm good, Mr. Chairman, but I will point out to the applicant that there were some other inconsistencies in the book about, and that's what's part of my confusion about whether we were dealing with C1 or CR1 but they just might want to pay attention. What's it get us?
Yeah, but at least we got a book.
Got a book.
Did get a book.
Got a book.
Got it on top.
Had some of us read more thoroughly than others, Mr. Smith.
But just, I want to make sure you're clear, Mr. Johnson.
I'm clear now.
There is some CR1 that's being rezoned to HR1. So, I mean, there's three different zoners we're talking about. It is. I mean, trust me, it's a puzzle. I mean, it took a while to kind of gather everything to put it together so it can be explained correctly. But there's C1 being rezoned or CR1 being rezoned. There's AR being rezoned to HR1, so yes.
We got most of the zoning code covered in there, I think.
Well,
I mean, MR, but I guess there's some MR. There's GR.
You've got almost the whole alphabet, but
you've got almost the whole zoning category on this one location.
We need is some industrial.
It's a mess now. And something that I mean, this obviously is appears that it's going to address all the all those issues and clean it up once for all permanently for future generations. So, but anyway, that's just my two cents. Anyone else have any questions? All right, then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office tomorrow. We thank you. That concludes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, we have one item of other business, and that is lands of Lacey Lafferty, a minor subdivision with a 50-foot private road.
This is the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot private road. The minor subdivision will create two parcels shown as lots 4 and 5.
Just hang on for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still having a meeting. If you would like to converse, I'm going to ask you to do it out in the foyer. Thank you.